You're listening to Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with an emphasis on homeopathy.
Hi, I'm Jody the mom.
And I'm Dr. Barr the doc, and this is Mom and Doc Talk, where we talk all things healing pans and pandas with a special emphasis on homeopathy. And today we're here to talk to you about teeth and dental procedures that can cause flares in PANS kids. It's one of those things that the first time you hear it, you think, what, really? And you feel almost like a crazy person, probably, as a parent, if you're noticing that every time there's a loose tooth or something going on with the teeth, that PANS symptoms start to get worse. And we're here to talk about it and to acknowledge that it's real and that you're not crazy. And this is definitely happening.
Yep. Teeth are the bane of all PANS mom's existence.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many moms just celebrate when they've lost their last tooth. And you know, that it's tough because the time of teeth loss happens so simultaneously with the times that PANS tends to be onset and really struggling. So the first thing that I want to talk about, the most important thing to talk about is, like I said, this is a real phenomenon. And the reason that this happens is because there are biofilms in your mouth that are just a normal part of life. They're formed. Biofilms are basically, a process where, you know, bacteria and, you know, bugs and stuff come together and they try to give themselves a shield from your immune system. So they create this film to sort of hide from your immune system. And when we go in and, you know, have a loose tooth, it disrupts those biofilms. And so suddenly your immune system is exposed to a whole lot of things that it wasn't exposed to before, because it was hiding from the immune system effectively. And so the immune system goes, wait a minute, what? And it tends to go absolutely haywire. This is a phenomenon that we just see across the board. It's something that we see that can interfere with a response to homeopathy and that we need to make an adjustment. It's not like once you have a lost tooth, like the whole case is lost, but that you need to make adjustments when there's loose teeth and dental procedures as well. And that sometimes a really big dental procedure can look like a really bad setback in recovery. And so Jody will talk to you a little bit about her experience, I'm sure. But I just want to acknowledge that upfront, that the teeth, stuff with the teeth is a legitimate thing that we see regularly and consistently, and that can be really frustrating to navigate. And before Jody even talks about it, I want to just also acknowledge that homeopathy does address the susceptibility component. There we go. Another tip on the mom and doc talk drinking game. So it does address the susceptibility because obviously not everybody who gets a loose tooth gets incredible OCD and rage and separation anxiety and tics, but kids with PANS do. And so it does address that susceptibility overall. And so kids, we will see, are able to lose teeth. You know, parents love to come in and share when their child lost a tooth and they didn't even know that it was loose, because they've just come so far on their healing journey. So it is something that homeopathy can address and can help. And we just want to make sure that we talk about it. For those of you who are listening who are not yet on a homeopathy journey, or maybe never will go on a homeopathy journey, it is something that you should be aware of as part of the conglomeration of things that go into a life with PANS. Jody, when did you first notice it?
I don't know. I think that it was happening and I didn't realize. I was like, oh great, here's another flare. No idea what infection is it now? Mm-hmm. It took multiple times going through, and actually not too long after, I feel like Avery lost a couple of teeth. And then we ended up at the dentist and she had all of a sudden a whole bunch of cavities, and they, this is before I knew anything about anything, they wanted to cap a couple of her teeth. And, so I was like, okay, that's what we do, you know, cause she needed her baby teeth a little bit longer, agreed to doing that. And they did that. And during that procedure, that was the first dental procedure where I was like, whoa, like what the heck happened? She is way worse after this. Mm-hmm. Just something with that procedure at the time, I thought that it could have been the nitrous that they used or whatever. That was the first time I was like, does this have something to do with her teeth? And then she kind of went along a ways, and then she lost a tooth and it was a big flare. And then she lost another one. And just like you said, she was in that time where she was losing teeth. And not only was she losing teeth, I have one kiddo who literally will say, "Hey mom, my tooth is loose." And then that night the tooth falls out. Avery's would stay for like, literally she would wiggle a tooth for months. And during this whole process, this whole like wiggling it out, she would just have these giant flares, and then the tooth would come out, and then it would like suddenly things would get better, not immediately, but when we weren't dealing with the tooth stuff, it seems like things would get better. So it just kind of kept happening over and over again.
Yeah. So there are some things that people will use, including some toothpaste that have some antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral herbs in them during times when they're going into procedures that can help to address the fact that there's going to be a lot more that's coming out that you're exposed to. So the one in particular that I'm thinking of, and again, this is talk to any of your providers. This is not something that, you know, you should just use willy-nilly, because it does have herbs that have, you know, like I said, antimicrobial actions in them, but dentalcidin is one that can be used. And then there's also people can use things with xylitol in it that can also help with some of that, the biofilm issues and the stuff that comes up with teeth. So that's one way that people who are not using homeopathy, or even sometimes when they are using homeopathy, but are still really early in the process and having really big flares around teeth, they can sometimes use. So those are a couple of things that you could take a look into to using to help mitigate the impacts. Other than that, I mean, this is probably going to be one of our shortest episodes, because really we're here to acknowledge that it's a reality. It's a thing. And that homeopathy can and does help with it in time, depending on where your kiddo is in the process. There's two things that I think we should probably address before we make this the absolute shortest episode in the entire history of forever, is bigger procedures like braces or palate expanders the other one train of thought. So we'll see if it comes back to me.
Okay.
For what the other thing is that we could talk about related to it. The last hurrah, that was the other thing I wanted to talk about. So, braces and palate expanders, we are seeing that for some kids, it can be a bit of a problem. I'm really not sure yet, honestly, how much of a problem it really is, because many of the kids who we work with at Resilience Naturopathic who get braces or who get bigger procedures like palate expanders, most of them are waiting until they're further along in care and having a lot more stability so that parents feel comfortable using making this big expense and this big investment to, and like not putting themselves at risk of being in like a constant flare. So my experience is with people who generally are further along in the healing journey, and the braces have not been a really big issue. What I do say, people are always have the questions about like, if we have to get braces, should we get like the Invisalign, which I'm actually wearing right now, or metal braces. And I don't have any evidence behind this, to be really transparent, no evidence. This is just like my thought process. Since the biggest issue is the disruption of biofilms, my thought is that the Invisalign is worse for people, because you take them on and off multiple times during a day. And so there's multiple chances to have this beginning of a biofilm and have it break up, because it's rubbing right up against the edge of your gums too. So my thought is that it's actually probably worse to do the Invisalign than to do metal braces, but I don't have, honestly, there's like not a, like a research paper or something like that we could pull up. And my experience is limited to people who are generally further along in the healing process. But I hope that that's good news for some people who are aware of like the dental challenge with PANS PANDAS, and then knowing that you'd have braces in your future and wondering how you're going to possibly manage it. You haven't really had to deal with any of this yet, Jody. So no,
we're just starting to walk into that world.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're at the place that it's not going to be an issue for you. So that's probably a pretty big relief.
Yeah.
So the other thing that had come to mind was what we call the last hurrah. And so my experience that I'm sharing with you is from clinical practice. And so it's from personally seeing hundreds of cases of PANS and then being involved in thousands of cases through the team that we work with and overseeing and training and supervising and just like helping to support the team. So directly hundreds of cases and indirectly thousands of cases that I've been involved in and seeing trends over. So that's where all of my background and information comes from, other than things that I can reference to like a study or whatever, right? When it comes to like homeopathic management of PANS pandas. And one of the things that we started to notice, and actually Jody, you were the first person that this occurred with, and it wasn't until I've seen it with enough other people that said, okay, this is a trend, not just a coincidence, is this phenomenon of what I call a last hurrah, which is where, I'm sure we'll do an episode just on the last hurrah, but there is this phenomenon that tends to occur that as you're going through the healing process, you're doing pretty well and have been doing well for a little while. And then suddenly you have this massive, massive regression. And it's devastating to a parent and to a person who's experiencing it, as somebody who I now recognize also experienced this in my own healing journey. And it's also devastating to a provider. And the first time I had it happen was actually with Jody and her daughter. And I was like, oh my gosh, it made me question. I was like, did anything I do have any point? Because here we are, that like, we've been doing so well. We haven't been having regular follow-up. She's not needing her to take a dose of her remedy hardly at all. Like I think we'd gone like 4 or 5 months and not even talked at one point. And then you called me and you're like, oh my God, it's all back. What is going on? And it was related to a dental procedure. Mm-hmm. And we, fortunately, you know, she was still really doing her body had, like her susceptibility had already been really addressed and improved, and it just wasn't completely healed yet. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't completely healed. And so what happened is we had the biofilm disruption, like massive biofilm disruption, and like all these things that her body was not getting like regular frequent exposure to. I mean, we have biofilms all over the place that get disrupted regularly, but like a big, big, big disruption from the dental procedure. And her body was like, wait, what? And it just like showed everything like that she had left in her. It was almost like, that's why we called it the last hurrah after we saw it multiple times, because what has tended to happen, and the reason I bring this up around teeth is that it happens so frequently with dental procedures, that we have the body just give us like all of the symptoms that it has capable left in it. And it's just like, here's what I got left, do something with this. Because we typically see really profound and generally relatively quick, you know, could be a couple of weeks, sometimes a couple of months, but not like years. So weeks to months that we start to see things really start to turn around. And generally we're pretty close to the end of our like really intensive care of PANS and PANDA's journey. And so it's something that you might see if you are on your own healing journey using homeopathy with PANS pandas, that you might see a dental procedure. If you have a big dental procedure, it's not guaranteed that it's going to lead to a massive regression or last hurrah or whatever, but it might. And so we just want to make sure that we address that with you as well, as we're talking about dental procedures today.
I think we should pause for a second in case we've got any mamas that are actually doing homeopathy. This is one of the like sticking spots for me. It felt like the teeth thing was never going to end.
Yeah.
Because Avery was right in that age. She was like a little bit before 5 at onset. And so we were right in that prime spot where it was just tooth after tooth after tooth. And even then it slowed down. And it just felt like we were going to live with flares until she stopped losing teeth. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we got towards the end, and I remember the first time she lost a tooth without having symptoms, I was like, no, like don't breathe, nobody breathe. Like, let's just hold our breath for a week or two just to make sure it's okay. And sure enough, she was fine. And then, like you said, the last hurrah, holy post-traumatic stress triggering, for me and my husband, it felt like we were square one. I don't even think we were a square one.
We weren't, but it felt for all of us, it felt like we were, because she was so good for so long. And then to have everything just come flooding back.
Yeah. I wish I would have understood back then that like, that's just her symptoms again, being like, nah, here we are, like, come and get us. And that's exactly what we did with homeopathy.
Yeah.
So, and now she's fine. She loses teeth without any issues whatsoever.
Yeah. So I just want to touch on something that you said that's not really related to this specific topic, but I think it's important that we're just really, really clear. So when you said the end, that doesn't mean that you're done with homeopathy. And it doesn't mean that like, there's not anything that ever comes up that we chat about and like help her through with homeopathy. It was the end of regular follow-ups, the end of like PANS ruling your life, where, you know, you were able to go on and use homeopathy for acute things when things came up and like illnesses here and there and things that come about with just growing up and getting older, but that you're not having to worry about every illness, everything coming up and causing neuropsychiatric symptoms, right?
Yep. You said this the other day. You said PANS land. That's when we were exiting PANS land.
Yeah. Yeah. So for a lot of people, it's not like, you know, homeopathy is like a program that you do in this amount of time and then it's done and like you complete it and you put it in your past. Homeopathy is just a method of healing and addressing things as they come up and as we get little glimpses into our susceptibility or to weaknesses that are associated with, you know, going through really exceptionally stressful times of life or you know, whatever happens to like knock us off course that then we can get back on track with. So all right. I think that's all we have for you guys right now at this point for our short chat about dental issues and teeth impacts on PANS. As always, if you want to join the conversation, you're welcome to join us in our Facebook group, Homeopathy for PANS and Pandas. We'll put a link in the show notes as always, and you can follow us on Instagram as well. Those are also in the show notes. I hope you'll join us next week for our next episode that's all about PANS and school.
Bye, guys.
We hope you found this episode helpful, hopeful, and inspiring. We try to get a new episode out every week. You can make sure you don't miss any by following us on Spotify or subscribing to our channel on YouTube. If you want to connect with us more, join our Facebook group, Homeopathy for PANS and Pandas, where we have exclusive weekly videos and answer your questions about, you guessed it, homeopathy for PANS and Pandas throughout the week. If you are already a member, give us a shout out and let us know what you thought about this episode. If you aren't on Facebook and would like to reach us, you can email us at podcast@resiliencenaturopathic.com. Until next time, take care and remember, this won't be forever.